I'm Tommy Reese with MTD Radio News in charge of Ruidoso and Lincoln County. Just as soon as the first coronavirus was reported on the Mescalero Apache Reservation, hundreds went out and got tested for the virus. Mescalero Apache President Gabe Aguilar.
I had a huge turnout for testing of anybody that wanted to test, and I believe we had over 800 people that came out. It's a huge amount, and I mean, I'm glad people are taking the precautions.
Aguilar reported late Wednesday night to MTD Radio News that 700 of those tests have come back negative, and they are still waiting results on the 100 or so other tests. Meanwhile, the reservation continues to be under lockdown. Meanwhile, the New Mexico Department of Health has tracked 7,252 positive cases of the COVID-19 as of Wednesday. And as of Wednesday, only two cases have been reported in Lincoln County. As state lawmakers prepare to go to Santa Fe next Thursday for a special session, House Minority Floor Leader Jim Townsend has some startling stats regarding an amended budget.
We're real close to the end of the fiscal year. We'll start getting more definitive data soon. It looks like from everything that I can put together that our 20 budget is going to be somewhere around $400-450 million below. It looks like the 2021 budget is going to be, maybe $2.2 to $2.4 billion below.
So is the governor willing to make some compromises and cut some spending?
Well, right now, I haven't seen any indication that she has any inclination to reduce spending of the federal stimulus money to back the budget, which is legal currently. So,
in charge of the news for Ruidoso in Lincoln County, I'm Tom Aries.